anarchism, a social philosophy which aims at the emancipation, economic, social, political, and spiritual, of the human race.
Anarchism is not bombs, disorder, or chaos. It is not robbery or murder. It is not a war of each against all.
Anarchism is the very opposite of all that. Find out for yourself. Tune in to Subversion 1312.
Live, Tuesdays 9 to 10pm.
On 4ZZZ 102.1 FM or streaming 4ZZZ.org.au.
Podcasts and related content available at subversion1312.org.
And channelzeronetwork.com.
Conclusion?
We stand for anarchy, anti-capitalism, anti-racism, anti-authoritarianism, internationalism,
autonomy, direct democracy, ecology, self-organization, solidarity, anti-fascism, anti-neoliberalism,
anti-nationalism, atheism, equality, and freedom. A new one there for Tom Morello featuring Kay Flay and Lucky One. You're listening to Subversion 1312. That song, Lucky One, is a new one from Tom Morello, as I said, and interested, I can't always pick up what songs are about by listening to them, because I can't hear what they say. And
unless you, like, read the lyrics and really absorb them.
Yeah, I'm a bit stupid. So, here we go. This is Tom Morello talking about that song, Are You the Next Are You the Person You Were Meant to Be? The next Mozart might be slaving away somewhere in a sweatshop. The doctor who could cure cancer might instead be behind bars for petty theft. Lucky One asks, whose dreams turn to dust? Whose are allowed to flower? Who dies first? Who laughs last? Who's the lucky one? That's quite good. That's poignant.
That's what Lucky One was about?
Yeah.
Okay, that was poignant. And, you know, you don't pick up on that meaning when you just, like, listen to it, like, on a really superficial level.
Yeah. And we're superficial, so obviously, yeah, there's not much.
Well, you know, it's a really good message that comes wrapped in a
fantastic,
in a happy, you know, uplifting pop song.
And it reminds me of, for instance, refugees in general, but particularly refugees who are on Manus Island and Nauru, that Australia has basically tried to abandon over there. They have abandoned them, except for, of course, like if another country such as New Zealand offers to take them, then suddenly Australia says, no, you can't have them. But everything else, they say, oh, no, that's the responsibility of the countries which are hosting them. So, yeah,
okay.
But people over there could be, and there is one surgeon in South Australia or Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was a refugee and now gives people back their mobility.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That's so great. We need more people like that.
Yes, but everyone has a place and something to offer society.
Exactly. Everyone's got special, unique gifts and talents that only they can offer.
Yeah.
And people should be, you know, empowered and uplifted to, and put in positions where they can express those gifts and talents.
Yes. So
it's a bit hard when you're, you know, on an island locked away from the rest of the world.
Yes. One person who's being able to do that is Behrouz Bouchani, who's been doing lots of journalism, and he made a movie and he wrote a book, which I talked about last week. And there's also artists and visual artists and also musicians who've been able to break through the border and get out their work into the world.
Yeah, like what's that guy who worked with Joy Ford?
Yes.
What was his name?
Fairhard Bandesh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a great song.
That's right. And I made the soundtrack. I made the video.
You did.
To it. And
yes.
Yeah.
People should look that up.
One example. Oh, yeah. And it's called Remember Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot
like
for a second. Yeah. So coming up on tonight's show, we have lots and lots of Bad Cop No Donut stories, because we haven't done them for a while. I haven't done Bad Cop No Donut for quite some time. So,
boy,
yeah.
Tonight do we have a lot.
Yeah. Also, we've got some other things, 7 Myths About the Police from Crime Think, and we'll also talk a little bit about alternatives to the police. And I've got this idea that we might play Aniki Jeopardy, Anarcho Japaniki, as well, to test our knowledge.
Japaniki.
Yeah. To test our knowledge.
Jeopardy, Aniki. Anarchist Jeopardy, not like Japanese Aniki. Which it sounds like.
Could be confusing. Let's make some noise with the Beastie Boys.
Yes, we need this. The best is yet to come in. Yes, believe this. Let go, my echo. My a lot of flamethrower. My rhymes age like wine as I get older. I'm getting bolder, competition is waning. I got the ball and I soon the lane in. We got a party on the left, a party on the right. We're gonna party for the left and right to play.
Election, get paid every year like tax collection. Here in my perfection, rotary connection, take an MC stand, release the rap rejection.
I'm working on a molecule when I get pissed. You must attract a busy lift to drink and you got lift. I'm just whipping when I catch MCs. It's time for wind clipping.
I fly like a hawk, a belly and an eagle. A seagull, sniff suckers out like a beagle. My ego is off and running and going, cause I'm about the best and lift the chest and ask for it.
On the left, a party on the right, we got a party for the motherfucker, right to play.
Yes, that's right. It's that time of the week, year, month to hear about police indiscretions and misconduct.
Yes, and we have a marathon edition of Bad Cop No Donut tonight. So many stories, so, you know, strap yourselves in.
Yes, it's got it all. Drugs, sex, drugs, and drugs and sex and...
Fuck yeah.
Violence.
Language warning.
That's right. And a warning that some of these stories may be distressing. A man was hospitalized after being shot in the shoulder by a police officer in Perth. According to the Western Australian Police, a police car drove up behind a stolen vehicle in the driveway of a car in Perth's eastern suburbs. Police say the car reversed into the police vehicle multiple times, causing damage in an attempt to get past. The officer withdrew his firearm into the
vehicle
of interest. The round entered the front windscreen and struck the driver in the shoulder. Don't laugh at my speech problems, Mark.
Oops, in the soldier.
So the NITV News understands the wounded man's two teenage children were home at the time and witnessed their father being shot by the police. Oh. First Nations Deaths in Custody Committee Chairperson Mervyn Edes told local police withdrawing their guns. It's not withdrawing their guns, it's drawing their guns.
Yeah, withdrawing is the opposite.
Withdrawing them out of the... out of their... Anyway.
Yeah.
Should be a last resort.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very intense, horrible story.
Yeah, so the man was in a stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. And that's just one of two stories from Western Australia, which we have. And Western Australia features quite a lot on Bad Cop No Donut.
Jeez. All right, moving on to the next one, which isn't about Perth. A Georgia police chief says an officer was justified in using a taser to stun an 87-year-old woman after she didn't obey commands to drop a knife in her hand. Martha Al-Bashara was charged with criminal trespass and obstructing an officer Friday when police held her at gunpoint before bringing her to the ground with a jolt from the electrified prongs of a stun gun. Relatives say Bashara doesn't speak English and was merely out cutting dandelions with a kitchen knife near her home in Chatsworth, about 85 miles north of Atlanta. The 87-year-old woman with a knife still has the ability to hurt an officer, the police said. There was no anger, there was no malice. That's what they say, yeah. But Bishara's relatives say the officers should have shown more patience. Solomon Doon, the woman's great-nephew, is quoted as saying, "If three police officers couldn't handle an 87-year-old woman, you might want to reconsider hanging up your badge."
A woman in Victoria is suing the police for failing to protect her from her violent ex-partner. When Tara, not her real name, took out her first intervention order against her partner in 2006, she'd already suffered a year of violence and abuse. Stephen, not his real name, had ransacked their home while she was pregnant with their first baby, screaming at her and breaking the home phone and her mobile phone so she couldn't call for help. Her loud cries for help prompted the neighbours to call the police. It was later recorded on the police database as a lover's tiff. Over the next year, Stephen would forcibly take their baby from the home until police officers intervened. His own sister would tell police Stephen was a violent man who had once punched her too. On one occasion, it took six police officers to subdue him as he wreaked havoc in Tara's house after a two-day drinking spree. It was after that incident that Tara took out the first of four intervention orders over 7 years. The order prohibited Stephen from assaulting, threatening, contacting her or the children or being within 100 metres of their home when he was drunk. But the violence didn't stop. Despite regularly reporting his attacks to police, she continued to suffer beatings. The allegations were detailed in a writ before the Supreme Court. In a legal first, her lawyers are suing the state of Victoria, claiming police at the two regional police stations breached her duty of care by failing to protect Tara and her children. It is a case the state has tried to have thrown out of court. It is alleged that officers dropped Stephen off near Tara's house on several occasions after playing soccer with him. Police continued to not act appropriately when Stephen attacked or threatened Tara. Lawyers acting on behalf of the state arguing that the 18 police named in the case owed no duty of care to the family. So the police aren't compelled to help anyone, even though that's what they're paid to do. So let's hear that again. Lawyers acting on behalf of the state argued that the 18 police officers in the case have no duty of care to the family.
What the hell?
Yeah.
A New South Wales police officer is on bail awaiting trial for multiple charges, including sex with a person under 10, dating as far back as 2001. Senior Constable Scott John Brotherton, 36, is alleged to have had sex with a child who was 5 or 6 years old at the time. Court documents allege the offence occurred at some time between 2005 and 2006. Senior Constable Brotherton is an officer from the Monaro Local Area Command, which oversees Queanbeyan, south of Cooma and Jindalee. Hinderbine and east of Braidwood. The senior constable appeared in a Sydney court mid-August for 9 charges. New South Wales police have confirmed he was suspended without pay but would not indicate when the internal watchdog Professional Standards Command learned of the allegations against Senior Constable Brotherton. Senior Constable Brotherton originally fronted a regional New South Wales court in June before the matter was moved to Sydney. He was also charged with 2 counts of aggravated indecent assault on the alleged victim. Senior Constable Brotherton is also charged with committing an act of indecency and an assault on the victim. He is also charged with 4 counts of assault for 3 different people in April 2001, one of whom he allegedly assaulted twice. Senior Constable Brotherton will be appearing in Sydney again in late September. No plea has been recorded. His bail conditions bar him from carrying a weapon, approaching schools, or his alleged victims. Monaro Command is currently experiencing a staff shortage, which the union says has reached crisis point. A number of absences related to suspensions.
And it's time for a song here on Subversion 1312 with Linda, Mark, and Claude.
Ruff.
The Anarchist Dog.
When a person becomes a policeman, he has sold his class interests, he's crossed the class line, he's in the paid employment of the ruling class, he is part of the private army of the ruling class, which exists for the sole purpose of defending private property and profits.
It must be that the fuck we were bullied in school. And as you live, you get colder. So they put the police number next to the chip on their shoulder. New Scully or Mulder, they're cold and they're corrupt. They hide behind their badge when they roll like little thugs. So it's bound to erupt. And when the pigs just flip, the 999 turns 666. Reminds me of the world that we live in again. Police get holidays for killing innocent men. It's just age old power, blood, greed and lust. MPs, they protect these thieving fucks. Why they demonize benefit cheats and such. Preaching guff, like how the filth are gonna clean us up. Acting mean and tough, it's so feeble. They even turn man's best friend on the people. A, C, A, B. All cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A, C, A, B. All cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A, C, A, B. All cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A, C, A, B. All cops are bastards.
Yo, bored to a standstill by E. Coyote rap, ordering anvils. Your evidence mountain is more of an anthill. I'll torture the cop like falling with Anfield. Leave police forces, corpses on landfills. French revolutionary storming the Bastille. Yo, it's unpleasantly surprising, the 21st century peasantry uprising. Farmhands going mad heavy, Nestor Magno with plans ready. Framed by the state, Sacco and Vanzetti. Bebop a rock steady, splinter your group. Leave lots of shops sweaty, stinking a zoo. Bobby Charles de Menezes. No smiley culture, I snarled when I said it. Watch Prince Charles get beheaded. Let's start running cops, Ian Tomlinson's back with Mark Duggan songs.
A, C, A, B. All cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A, C, A, B. All cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A, C, A, B. All cops are bastards, all cops are bastards. A, C, A, B. All cops are bastards.
I had a vision of more, I feel like living's a chore. I make beats, write bars, never written a score. All they give us is war, stealing's only a sin if you're poor. The rich don't get pigs who wanna kick in their door. It's over corrupt, they say the system doesn't work, but you know that it does. They get richer every day, we get totally fucked. That's design, that ain't broken or bust. Now they're hoping to crush and take back what remains of hard won and now forgotten gains. I see a lot has changed, it's not the same, but we don't wanna return. Just rebuild stronger from lessons we've learned. Shit, I got to admit, I got a deep yearning to see PCs and MPs burning. In the world that we make, there'll be no work for a wage. A world that makes every dead cop turn in their grave.
A, C, A, B.
see, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards, A, C, A, B, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards, A, C, A, B, all cops are bastards, all cops are bastards, A, C, A, B, all cops are bastards.
I don't know, Linda.
How do we know?
How do we know?
You're listening to Subversion 1312, we know that. And we also know that the police are not your friends. So, this is the second story we have involving police and sports people playing sports. So we heard that before about police playing soccer with an offender. A domestic violence offender.
Yeah.
And here we have police with some football people. Mitch Newton, a police officer currently serving in the Liverpool Area Command, was present at a party during which two Bulldogs, that's football team, Mark.
Players, what?
Bulldogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're a football team.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it might have had something to do with the sports.
Yeah. So, the football players were involved in public displays of nudity. Two of the football players were issued notices to attend court for willful and obscene exposure, and a third was issued an infringement notice for offensive conduct. What has this got to do with the police officer? Well, New South Wales police have a code of conduct under which officers must behave in a way that upholds the values and the good reputation of the New South Wales police force, whether on or off duty. Newton was photographed in close proximity to a naked Adam Elliott, who reportedly stripped off for a drunken dance to Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline on the balcony of the Harbour View Hotel. And let's face it, nobody wants to see that.
Don't they?
Yeah, but maybe some people do. But nobody wants to hear that song. Am I right, Mark?
I wouldn't say that.
Ah.
Sweet Caroline, that's a classic.
Okay.
I would watch that.
I wouldn't be offended.
No.
But I would be offended by the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. An inquest has begun into the death of a truck driver who was struck by a semi-trailer while securing his load of cement bags during a police operation in Sydney's northwest. The driver fell, stumbled, or stepped back into an oncoming truck's path not long after police pulled him over for carrying an unsecured load. The week-long inquest before the coroner will investigate whether the operation contributed to the death and whether the roadside stop was conducted in a safe location.
Two police officers scared shoppers in Lismore last week when they shot a territorial magpie. The magpie had earlier swooped on an elderly woman, causing her to fall. Onlookers say the officers were not in uniform and fired shots without adequate warning. However, Richmond Police District Inspector David Vandergriend says a warning was given. We don't just rock up and think there's a sweeping bird, we'll shoot it.
But that's exactly what happened.
Yes, and the bird had been there for 10 years apparently.
But magpies do swoop. Everyone knows that when it's magpie season, you hold a stick over your head.
Yeah, right.
And it stops them.
Yeah.
Or wear your sunnies on the back of your head.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they did just rock up and shoot the bird. Apparently someone, possibly the woman involved, went up to the police and told them, oh, that magpie swooped me. And I guess, yeah, the police were like,
so
oh,
it must
right.
die.
Yeah, we have to kill it. And it's in a protected species. It's a native species. It's
legendary, protected. Iconic Australian bird.
Yes.
An inquest into the death of a man who was holding a woman hostage has heard an officer he made the decision to repeatedly fire his gun because he believed there was an imminent threat to her. Brendan Lindsay, who was thought to have been under the influence of ice, was shot dead after 13 shots were fired. Constable Christopher McCormick was one of four officers who fired their guns and fired the final shots. He fired four or five shots at Mr. Lindsay, and Miss Tran were falling to the ground because he still believed there was an imminent threat to the hostage. Ms. Tran was shot during the incident and hospitalised for gunshot and knife wounds. The inquest has heard that the officers who fired the guns were later arrested on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm. They were unarrested later the same day and say they were told their arrests were not appropriate and it would not happen again if a similar situation arose.
And it's time for another song. Smoker's cough and fuck the police.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police, 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 fuck the police.
Fuck the police,
fuck the police.
Forgiven and our magic expands. Love is living on in each and every one of us. Who are my Maurice, my Coopies, my Nungas, my Butters, my Butters, my Fathers, my Daddies, my Titters, my Dubas, my Sissies, my Cousins, my people, my tribe, my everything, my Chillers, my Trippers, my Givers, my Carers, my Lovers, my Earthly and Heavenly, my Mother, my Father, my Sister, my Brother, my Family.
Where expanding a revolution. advance in science with no compliance. The tyrants destroy and deny it. They build it and fire it. Cowards for hire's kit. Deny it. So let's back up and fire it. No cowards for hire. Trick, trigger happy and nihilist on the strip with a nine shit. Better get back to my creeping. It's so high and hide your way out. Ish. I hope this world ain't so bad. Why some people so mad? Get your mind in the rap. Go bless what you have. Cause we don't know how much longer Mother Earth can take it. Some broken bonds that are holy forsaken. Awaken that beast. You'll put that wall in the Middle East. Deception increase, but I see the creases in that meat. America, America, you single-handedly create worldwide hysteria. Now they moving in on Syria, battleships and nightsticks, you're holes in your hope.
Step into this new dimension.
Strokes, elegance dance along the stairwells of notes. Simplicity like the twirls and twists of smoke. Wiser of the heavens to tell me to show. Pinnacle in my third eye rotates the flow. Plant the seeds so the trees will grow. In the panorama, my state of foresight. See God mold the mystery of the vine. Lost just the fruits, be off the tree of life. Consciousness fills my lungs with breath. I continue to project the focus best. And notions I squeeze into a 16 compressed. Prepare to see, get the snares hit right. One vision shine on throughout the night. Blaze of light like the holy hallways to enlightenment. The poetry deep with insight and higher than.
Indiginoise there with the new song called The New Code.
Cool, that was good.
That was good, actually, yes.
Do we have a meaning behind that one?
No, but I heard in there, well, it's obviously Indigenous talking about Indigenous issues and something about the war in Syria.
Mm.
Now, here's a doozy. Drug busts have been mistakenly double counted for the last 7 years in New South Wales, and that some experts warn the exaggerated data may have been used to justify crackdowns on drug users and support bad policy. New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research, BOCSAR, that's the acronym. Yeah. Director Dr. Don Weatherburn admitted his bureau was at fault and says the drug bust mistakes built gradually from 2010. Cocaine and ecstasy possession reports to police were inflated more than 30% in recent years, while last year in total 13,350 recorded drug use possession events never happened. Western Sydney University Associate Professor of Criminology, Dr. Michael Salter, said BOCSAR figures are what policy decisions are based on. Mr. Salter says this dramatic overestimation of drug detection may have led to a perception of a drug crisis. He questions the role these inflated statistics have had on informing drug policy and law enforcement. We have seen quite aggressive use of drug detection dogs and policing at music festivals, but to what extent have those tactics been launched on false data? And more later on drugs and music festivals. Over to you, Mark. Mm.
The bodies of two Aboriginal teenage boys were recovered from Perth's Swan River earlier this month. They were part of a group being chased by police, and their deaths are counted as deaths in custody. According to police, officers responded to a call from residents in Maylands that the teenagers were jumping fences and chased the group on foot. The teenagers reportedly ran into the Swan River. Speaking to the media on Thursday, WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson said it is nothing short of a tragedy. Two boys are believed to have gotten into difficulties in the middle of the river and succumbed to the conditions and were not seen to resurface, he said. He also said police did not physically come into contact with the two boys who disappeared underwater in the middle of the river. The two were part of a group of five teenage boys. Two others entered the river, were accounted for, with police initially holding fears for the fifth before confirming he was with family members and calling off the search. Water police recovered the first body on Monday night and the second on Tuesday morning. Investigations are ongoing.
And we have a clip about this.
My soul is the sun.
On the water's edge where 16-year-old Chris Drage and 17-year-old Trisjack Simpson made a fatal decision, family members say their goodbyes.
Water is my mirror, reflecting visions in me.
Hundreds of people lined the banks of the Swan River, where the two teenagers drowned while trying to escape police on Monday.
Today we come together, not as a protest, not as a rally, but to solely send our boys and to remember them in the way they should.
All your little mates will remember you because you left something beautiful for them, memories. The memories that you left for them, they will hold on and carry that. That will keep them going.
I could never be able to think how frightened these young boys were. We are not perfect and we have done things when we were young, but as we grow older, we tend to think about things a lot more. Our two boys are never going to get that chance.
More than 100 people charged with drug possession at Splendour in the Grass appeared in court on September 11. Most escaping without a conviction recorded. Today, Magistrate Jeff Linden dealt with most cases by issuing a Section 10 bond, which means no conviction was recorded but a six-month good behaviour bond was imposed. Sally McPherson from Local Court Lawyers had several clients appearing. She says a Section 10 is what everyone is hoping for, particularly these young people who've got no criminal history. The issue of use and policing of illegal drugs at festivals is talked about quite a lot these days. Last weekend, two people died at the DEFCON 1 festival with suspected overdoses. 13 attended hospital and hundreds of others were treated at the festival. Pill testing is the answer, but the establishment is pretty much against it. Pill testing is implemented in more than 20 countries. There was testing at a festival in the ACT, which in all likelihood saved lives. Lethal substances and highly toxic substances were found in some capsules and pills. And we have a clip to play from Greg Chip, who's from a drug safety organisation.
Pill testing in nightclubs is an essential element of minimising harm in the current prohibition. It's been implemented in Europe, certainly in the Netherlands, where they actually have hospitals where you can go and get your pill tested. They have pill testing facilities on site at festivals, and people that get a negative result from their pill testing have been known to throw the substance away. Drug taking is a rational pursuit. You get somebody to supply you with a drug that you particularly asked for, you have some knowledge of the effects of it, and then you just hope against hope that it is what you wanted it to be. And if pill testing would give that certainty, then people would certainly use the drug and then perhaps not use the drug if it wasn't considered safe. So it's a solution to people dying from unknown adulterated drugs.
And Greg Chip is a director of Drug Policy Australia, which is an NGO concerned with drug policy advocacy. He seems like a pretty sensible, cool guy.
Yes.
Yeah, probably drops acid all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Safely.
Yeah.
Yes. Mark, there's one more.
Yep. The son of prominent talkback radio host Ray Hadley has resigned from the New South Wales police force after he was charged with possessing cocaine last month. Former senior constable Daniel Hadley was arrested at a pub at Rouse Hill in Sydney's northwest after allegedly purchasing 0.79 grams of the illicit substance worth about $200. He was off duty at the time. Police say the 28-year-old was being monitored at the time by the Professional Standard Command. Another man was arrested nearby and charged with supply and possession of a prohibited drug. And that tops off our super-sized Bad Cop No Donut.
And if you want to look at those stories again, you can go to subversion1312.org and it's called Bad Cop No Donut. And you can also check out lots of other stories there and podcasts. And I've got a song here by Soul and DJ Payne One. And Soul has released a new album called Nuclear Winter, and we played some previews of it last Tuesday. You can find that on the internet.
Oh.
Wow, it's on the internet.
I love the internet.
The internet is fun.
How good is it?
Yes. So this song, though, is called Fire the Police.
Nuclear Winter.
Of course they are. State law says their life is worth more than yours. Oh, they're shooting back. What did you expect?
DJ Payne.
Let's get it straight. I don't like to stay. Hard to trust the law if you're talking about change. My president is black. My enemy wears blue. All my other enemies wear suits. They hide in boardrooms where the world dominate. Men in blue with guns and badges keep the real looters safe. Record court settlements for these black lives stolen. To them it's Trump change. They're paying forward to the prison. Justice ain't real. It's just mass incarceration. The new Jim Crow got his own Fox station. They say calling out your foes, man, it's too divisive. As if some stormtroopers swinging club ain't divisive. Come on. Fire every cop, we don't need them. You the only thing standing between me and my freedom. I don't gotta rap or clean the sewers once a week. Grow my own food, visit my neighborhood. This shit gets down for tax revenue and a bonus. When they legalized pot, they moved on to the homeless. At a friend's funeral, he was trying to unwind. They shot Ryan Ronquillo 12 times. That's the modus operandi. They'll kill you over oxys, Lucy's, candies. Use a deadly force. It ain't understood. Every cop that does the job should wear an executioner hood. Let me break it down. A cop can handcuff you and empty the chamber. All they need to know is that get out of jail, man. Because my life is in danger. My life is in danger. If armed cops are on the street, then your life is in danger. You can put a camera on them. It's lipstick on a pig. Shouldn't call them pig. Most oppressed species is a pig. You missed the point. Fucking demilitarize the police. They ain't running us over with Humvees. You can film them. Maybe you can sue them. They ain't never gonna get what they got coming to them. Say an eye for an eye. I'll leave everyone blind. We can beat our whole lives. My side is mostly one eye. Darren Wilson did his job. Grand jury played the role. What we need is so much more than killer cops on death row. No justice, no Christmas. Black bodies in coffins and prisons. You talking about healing, but you can't dress the bandage unless you can see where the wound is. Oh, they shooting. Of course they are. The state law says their life is worth more than y'all's. Oh, they shooting back. What did you expect? Oh, they shooting. Of course they are. The state law says their life is worth more than y'all. Oh, they shooting back. What did you expect?
Tell them never really never had a gun. Then I tell them never really never had a gun. Then I tell them never really never had a gun.
And I looked down my barrel of my gun and I fired.
Then I tell them never really never had a gun.
The reason I have to be conscious because I know I did my job right. It's something you think that will always haunt you. I don't think it's haunting. It's always going to be something that happened. That's it.
Yeah. This is M1, M.A. Uno, M.A. Dela Gente Comprende Entende. You feel me?
I'm one half of Dead Prez. To tell it like it is, everything is political rap duo. Here holding my middle finger up to imperialism worldwide. And you in tune right now to the Rebel Beat.
The Rebel Beat is a monthly podcast of radical political music across different genres and across different continents. It's the mixtape to a riot against police brutality. It's your nightly newscast set to bass and beats. It's protest anthems from Hong Kong to Istanbul to Ferguson to Montreal. Give it a listen at rebelbeatradio.com or subscribe today on all your favorite podcast platforms.
I have a text here that I've put onto our website, which is called Seven Myths About the Police. And I'm just going to test Mark. Are you ready, Mark?
Hey, yep.
Yeah, okay.
I'm totally ready for this.
What about this myth, Mark? Police are ordinary workers, just like us, and they should be our allies. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Uh-oh. Oh. I mean, Mark, you actually got that question wrong.
I think they should be...
Well, they should be, yeah. In an ideal world, yes.
Yeah.
They should be. But as it says here,
but
unfortunately,
are they?
There's a big gap between should be and are.
Yes. That's exactly what I meant.
Yes. The role of the police is to serve the interests of the ruling class. And anyone who has not had a bad experience with them is most likely to be privileged, submissive, or lucky, or all of those things. So, myth number two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are some bad apples, but some police officers are good people. Do you have a response to this, Mark?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if it's the right response. Well, yes, in every type of industry, every subculture, every demographic, there's the good apples and the bad apples.
Unfortunately, Mark, again, you're wrong.
I just like to think the best of people.
Well, it's not the police, it's the institution that they're involved in them that is the problem. But they're in that institution and they have to obey orders rather than their consciences. So they cannot be trusted. Okay, you're doing really well so far, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's good to learn. So, number three, the police can win any confrontation, so we shouldn't antagonize them.
Ah. Well, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things to do with that. We shouldn't antagonize them? I don't think anyone should antagonize anyone.
No, but, you know...
Police should antagonize other people.
Yeah, we have to stand up for what we believe in, and we can't just let the police do whatever because they're the police.
They've got weapons and
totally. Yeah, so police. Okay, I'll find an easy one. Okay, an easy one for Mark.
I don't have to have the easy ones because I'm doing pretty well.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry. Resisting the police is violent. It makes you no better than them. Okay, you can pass on that one. According to this line of thinking, violence is inherently a form of domination and thus inconsistent with opposing domination. Those who engage in violence play the same game as their oppressors and thereby are losing from the outset. But it is dangerously simplistic.
Yeah, this is stuff that you really have to think about.
Yeah, and Mark doesn't like to think.
Not all the time.
And, you know, like a lot of the time I don't like to think either. So
I like to think about things that I like to think about.
Yeah, not important things. Which could actually save your life, Mark.
Well, that's stuff why like I'm, that. You know, I'm absorbing everything that I'm hearing, so.
So if you're thinking about this, and if you're in the mood to think, and you'd like to find out more, head to subversion1312.org. 7 myths about the police. It is time for us to leave.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening. You're on 4ZZZ, subscriber-funded radio. Throw us some support anywhere you can, whether it's just like telling people about 3ZZZ, and if you can't,
spread the word,
whatever,
donate, subscribe,
just do it. Graffiti,
listen,
3ZZZ,
good night.
And we're going out with Give the Anarchist a Cigarette, as always.
Check out Subversion1312 online.
Subversion1312.org.
Facebook.com/subanarchyshow.
Cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get. Bobby just hasn't learned it yet. The times are changing, but he just forgets.
On Twitter, anarchy_show.
He's gonna choke on his harmonica outputs.
Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of.
And on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZ.org.au.
I think that violence can be even applied to the natural environment because we rely upon the natural environment for our survival. But inanimate objects, especially those that are man-made and are used to destroy life, I don't think you can be violent too. I think it's a lot of times more violent to allow them to exist.
Social process which is known and very visible, but perhaps not acknowledged as much as it should be. It is that one where a new idea, or an old one in new form, is accepted by a minority, while the majority are shouting treason, rubbish, kook, communist, capitalist, or whatever is the term of abuse valued in that society. And they develop this idea, at first probably in secrecy or in semi-secrecy, and then more and more visibly, with more and more support, until, guess what? This seditious, impossible, wrong-headed idea becomes what is known as received opinion, and is loved and valued by the majority.
Conclusion?
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators.